Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Tonight is a special segment, as you know. I did tell you within the previous days that I will focus on our youth, particularly our youth who are dying in the streets and our youth who are growing up to be successful men and women, and our youth who are going through some things at this particular time. As of tonight, the Lord revealed to me that this ministry tonight would be a ministry in which I'm going into this ministry only through the direction of God, if that makes sense, meaning that whatever the Lord reveals will be what the Lord wants us to know. At this particular time, I do know that we are going to speak about different topics such as depression, different topics such as domestic violence, and things that are happening to our youth. At this particular time, I am unsure of the direction that the Lord is taking us, but I do know and I trust in God that He would not call a ministry such as this at this particular time and not have a word directly from Him. So I trust God with all of my heart. And as I said before, I have a generalization, a general picture of what we will discuss. But as I said before, I allow the Lord every time I get on this ministry to take over, and wherever He leads us, that's where we'll go. And I guarantee you that it will shed light on what the Lord would have us to do so that we can live productive lives and we can draw closer unto Him. But before I begin, I would like to read Psalm 133, Numbers 1 and 2. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. I have read to you Psalm 133, 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of His holy word. One thing that I will tell you before we begin to pray is the Lord wants us to be unified. When I speak of unity, I do not mean that everyone has to think alike, look alike, dress alike, talk alike, walk alike, drive the same car. It means that we are to love one another as God loves us. And so when we speak about unity, we're speaking about togetherness. We're speaking about closing the gaps of hatred, closing the gaps of division, and things of that nature. So I want to go ahead and pray, and then we are going to go under the unction of our Holy Father, and we're going to do His will. Whatever He would have me to say tonight, that's what I will say. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for blessing us today, Lord. We thank You for helping us as we were able to wake up this morning and start us on our way. We thank You for the productive days, Lord. We thank You for what You're going to do and what You already have done. We ask that You bless the listeners who are online at this particular time. Would You bless each thing that they touch to be successful, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would You bless each mind that is listening to the Love of Jesus ministry and those minds who will listen to receive healing and a word from on high, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would You decrease our free to love and increase You to greatness? Would You bless this ministry to magnify You and the word that You have given and the word that You will give tonight? Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, if there's anything in this heart of mine that is not shining or that does not look like you, I ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it right now? Lord, if my feet are not positioned where they're supposed to, I'm asking, would you move my feet in the name of Jesus? Lord, I ask that you crown this old head of mine from the top to the soles of my feet, Lord, where I will begin to dispense the word of God, the authentic word of God from you, Lord. We ask, would you remove any distractions or anything that would hinder us from hearing the word from you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each family member, Lord, who is going through storms because of lost loved ones? Would you bless those who are in bereavement, Lord? Would you bless those who are in hospitals, those who are coming out of hospitals, those who are thinking they have to go in the hospital? We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless the pain that is going through individuals' body in the name of Jesus? We ask that you heal it right now, Lord. We ask, would you bless the mother who's wondering, will her child make it? Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you preserve lives tonight, Lord? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel down the dangerous streets and byways, Lord, and you kept us, Heavenly Father. We say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for traveling grace, Lord. We thank you for just giving us the wisdom and knowledge that we need, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you draw us closer unto you as we get ready to go into the of your holy word, Lord, where we begin to disseminate this information and to know that just because of where we are, the positions we hold, or who we are, does not mean that the trials of life does not come unto us, because the trials of life come unto us as if we were on a beach and we were waves, and waves travel, and they come on shore, then they go back. And we know that many times the waves exemplify our life, and that many times we have huge storms that rise up, but they must come down. And when blessings go up, praises come down. Or when praises go up, blessings come down. Either way, we all know that there is favor, 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 and it's a win-win situation, Lord. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. As we begin to take a moment of silence where we can begin to prepare our minds independently as you are showing, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to hear your voice correctly, Lord, and would you help us to disseminate the information to the people of God, Lord, so that we can live better lives and we can help other people and we can reach out, Lord, and touch other people's lives all over this world, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunities. We thank you for the things that you're doing with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, and we ask that you continue to help the authentic word of God go forth, Lord Jesus. And we know that we're just being obedient unto you, Lord, and we ask that you just take over this ministry right now in the name of Jesus and lead it and guide it in the way that it should go. And Lord, as we take a moment of silence for at least 2 minutes, we ask that we remember those who have lost their loved ones, those who have buried their loved ones today, those who are going through the trials and tribulations of life. We ask that we remember their lives, and we ask that we pray for each and every one of us and our family members and our careers and things of that nature, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask that we come to you sincere, Lord. We ask that we come to you, Heavenly Father, independently but as a unit, Lord, because we understand and recognize that we all go through things, but it is because of you that we live, we move, and we have our being. Lord God, we thank you for the things that are coming up that you have revealed concerning the ministry. We thank you for the connections that are coming up that you have revealed, and we thank you for the places that you allow us to explore. Now, Lord, as we go into this presence of silence, Lord, we ask that you just continue to work on our minds, and would you open up our ears and our eyes, where we may see the vision and we may hear a word from on high, Lord. We thank you for the platform. We thank you for all the things you have done. And Lord, as we transition and get ready to go into the word of God or the revelation of God that you would have us to hear, we ask that it be a substance and nutrition to our bodies, Lord, where we can begin to digest it and live out a true life that is centered on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And as the Lord directs, we're going to go into an independent silence for 2 minutes, then after which we're going to go into the Word. And as I said before, we're going to focus on things that are going on in the world, preferably different things, storms of life that people are going through, that we go through as a unit And the Lord is going to reveal some things to us that will help us along the way. So now we're in a moment of silence. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to get into the Word of God, let's go ahead and get a sheet of paper out. And as I said before, you may hear some pauses, but trust God, okay? And I'm trusting God. So you may want to take out a sheet of paper. Okay, first of all, I want to say that if you can, get your Bibles out, and let's turn to John 14, and we're going to start at verse 5, reading John 14, verse 5. And if you don't have your Bibles, that's okay. I will go ahead and read it to you. Then after the ministry, you can go and read it for yourself. But let's go ahead and read 1 John 14 and 5. And I'll give you some time to look it up. Or let's look up John 14 and 5. Not for you. Let's look up John 14 and 5. John 14, verse 5. And the reason why I continue to repeat it is because there's a particular verse that I want to read within the Bible, and I want to make sure that everyone is on the same verse, because I have a couple of inboxes here. So I'm going to give you about a minute longer to look it up. John 14 and 5. Okay. When we look up John 14 and 5, that's actually speaking of Jesus, the way to the Father. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where we're going. So how can we know the way?" I want to read that again, John 14 and 5. This is the NIV version. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where we are going. So how can we know the way?" And ladies and gentlemen, as the Lord is revealing, the way to eternal life is following and obeying the Word of God. And before we get into the message, I want to say that if you do not know where you're going, if you feel like your life is out of control, that's what the Lord is showing. Some people feel like their lives are out of control. They're losing everything. They're going through the storms of life each day, and they're struggling with not only life or the storms, but they're struggling with trying to find God through all of this chaos and through all of the storms. But God says the way to safety is to find Him in the Word of God. Does that make sense? We have to be sure that we are listening and following the Word of God. So if you're on this broadcast right now, and if you're lost as far as you've prayed to the Lord for something and you've been attending church, you try to treat everyone right, and you feel you've done all that you can and that you are right with God and God is still not responding, the Lord is saying at this particular time, in order to find your way, you must read the Word of God. And you're saying, but what word should I read? And the Word of God that we should read is the Bible. And you're thinking, well, what particular verse? Any verse that you read is a lesson. And when we read the Word of God, we find strength. No matter where we go in the Bible, we find strength in the Word of God. Because why? That is a place of refuge. All those places that Jesus traveled to, all those experiences that Jesus had, was a place of refuge. Even when Jesus went to the cross, okay? Even when he went to the cross, after he was hung and when he bled and died, his place of refuge was in a borrowed tomb, and he was able after that to rise back up on the third day. Okay? So wherever you go, if you're needing a place of refuge, and if you're trying to find your way, and if you feel like you don't know where to go, go to the Word of God. God says it doesn't matter what scripture you read. Just go to the Word of God. Open up the Bible, and the first verse you see, read it. Then after you read it, pray over it that the Lord will give you understanding and that the Lord will utilize that particular scripture to surround the circumstance within your life, and he will do it because that's what the Lord is talking about, unity. Once we get into the Word of God, we unify ourselves, okay? We unify ourselves. And as we begin to transition into the topic tonight, dealing with our youth and dealing with various things that are going on in this world, the Lord gave me a few verses from Job 14, 5 through 7, and this is the New Life Version. It reads, a man's days are numbered. You know the number of his months. He cannot live longer than the time you have set. So now look away from him that he may rest until he has lived the time set for him like a man paid to work. For there is hope for a tree when it is cut down, that it will grow again, and that its branches will not stop growing. Ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate lives, and that's at birth, and we say goodbye to many people, and that's at death, we have to understand that our days are numbered. When we look at the later Robin Williams, the Lord knew which day he was going to leave this earth. When we look at Mr. Brown, the Lord knew when he was going to leave this earth. When we look at Mr. Trayvon, the Lord knew when he was going to leave this earth. When we look at Miss Bianca Tanner, the Lord knew when she was going to leave this earth. When we look at different people that we know, the Lord knew when they were going to leave. But what the Lord is saying tonight, and I want you to write this down, what the Lord is saying tonight is, number one, every day is a day of thanksgiving. I want you to put Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. It doesn't matter who you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, how middle class you are, what you have and what you don't have. The Lord says every day is a day of thanksgiving. Why is every day a day of thanksgiving? Because you have life. Okay? You have life and you have time to fix problems. You have time to forgive. You have time to heal. Okay? So every day of our lives is a day that we should be thankful. Why should we be thankful? The Lord is speaking and says, because we do not know the hour. We do not know how long we have on earth. And he goes on to say, live each day with purpose and meaning. Live each day so that when you go to sleep, so that when you rest, you will not have any regrets. If someone made you mad, then make sure that you guys get it right before you go to sleep, before you leave, because you never know what may happen between that time and the next day. So the Lord, in every day of our lives, we need to be thankful, and we need to thank God for life. A lot of us take life, and life is very fragile. And sometimes life becomes fragile because of the storms that we go through. And people sometimes can't handle the storms. It gets too much. They can't see their way. It's kind of like being in a rainstorm, and I spoke about this a couple of months ago, a heavy rainstorm, and you can't see your way out. And because you can't see your way out, you just stop. You stop living. And that's how people go into depression. That's how people accept things that they shouldn't accept, such as abuse. That's how people go through things. And that's their way out. That's their place of refuge. God is saying that each person on earth needs a place of refuge. They need a place of rest. They need a place where they can just go and speak to him. The Lord wants to have a relationship with us. And I know we're speaking about the two hot topics with our youth in Ferguson, and we're speaking about the late Mr. Robin Williams. We're speaking about domestic violence. We're speaking about youth violence. But the Lord is speaking about relationship. He says he wants to have a relationship with you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what storm you're going through, what you've done in the past, what you're doing. The Lord wants to have a relationship because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? As we're giving thanks for our lives, the Lord says we need a place of refuge. We need a place that we can go and just cry unto the Lord and sit at his feet and listen to his word, listen to his comfort that he can give us. And we talked about the inner struggle and outer struggle. When we look at Mr. Robin Williams, we looked at the outside because he was happy. I remember when we first saw his movie, right, Miss Doubtfire, I saw a man, as I said before, who was happy. I said, he's a comedian. He's comical. But what was going on in the inside? Where was his place of refuge? When you look at Miss Tanner, you have a teacher who moved to a different area because she wanted to start a new life. And she was happy, but what was going on in the inside? You have a young man whom they said that he was given the word of God on that particular day, right? But what was going on in the inside? Trayvon, he was just walking down the street, minding his own business. What was going on in the inside? The Lord says we need to have a place of refuge. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The Lord says the place of refuge is mobile. Why is it mobile? He says because the storms of life, they have no preference on where they will hit you. The storms of life doesn't care. And so that's why we need to continue to carry God with us. And he is our refuge for when we go through those things. So the Lord says, first of all, we must give thanks for life because life is so fragile. It's very fragile. in the storms of life makes it worse because we can't find that place of refuge. There's nowhere to go. If you look at, and the Lord is revealing this, it's on my Facebook page. If you look at Mr. Robin Williams, right, he was in his room. The Lord is showing that, and it said it in the media. He was in his room, right? That was a physical place of refuge where he could be alone. But the Lord says, where is your place of refuge when you are going through the storms of life? And you want to quit. You want to stop. Where is your place? And God is saying that your place of refuge is Him because He lives inside of you. When we look at Mr. Brown, where was his place of refuge when he was in the street speaking to that cop? He didn't have a place. The Lord is showing this. He said physically he didn't have a place to go. He was stuck out in a storm. He was speaking the word of God, but where was his place of refuge? When we look at Trayvon, as he was walking, where was his place of refuge? When we look at Miss Tanner, where was her place of refuge? The Lord says we have to carry him everywhere. He has to live inside of our hearts. I spoke about this a couple of months ago. He has to live inside of our hearts. That's our place of refuge. When the storm of life comes unexpectedly, we have to use the word of God to tell that storm to be removed. So the Lord is saying tonight that it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you haven't done. It doesn't matter if you're living a good life. The Lord says you still need a place of refuge. And that place of refuge is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he says he needs to take residence within hearts so that when the storms come, we can have a place to go, even if we're out in the open, even if we're outside and there's nowhere to go. The Lord says he is our refuge. That's why it says, Jesus, be a fence all around me. We're not talking about a physical fence that you see at the houses or a private fence. We're not talking about that. We're talking about being covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, because we're going to have those storms, as all of these individuals who you see on my page had those storms. Some storms were worse than others. The storms of life, when the devil comes to get you, whether he uses force or whether he just uses your mind. And the Lord is speaking and says, you know, your mind, when we talk about Thanksgiving, if we focus on thanking God more, we will have less time to think negative about life. Sometimes what the devil does, and I'm going to be honest with you, as the Lord is showing, because someone is going through something, and I want you to know that tonight, I want you to know that the Lord is your refuge. The Lord is the answer. Read your Bible and ask the Lord to come into your heart. But what happens many times is Satan uses our mind in order to destroy us. He will put in our mind that we can't do it. He'll put in our mind that the storms of life are too hard. He'll put in our mind that we should go in our own strength and fight the devil. Put in our minds that we need to stay in relationships that are unhealthy. He'll put all of that in our minds, and that will be our demise because we're listening to Satan. Right? And this is what God is revealing. He says, just like, let's go back to the garden. Eve listened to the snake. She didn't have anywhere to go. She didn't have a place of refuge because the Lord was not with them physically. You see what I'm saying? So she was tempted and she ate of the fruit, the forbidden fruit, and missed out on eternal life. The Lord says the devil catches you at your lowest moment, as we can see in these examples that the Lord is showing, and the Lord is revealing this. He says the devil catches us in our lowest moments, and he uses that to his advantage. He cannot come in, and he cannot destroy us if we have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our refuge to run to. Okay? So Thanksgiving is very important. Thanking God for life. And then the Lord says he wants to be your refuge. And how do you do that? How do you call upon the Lord when you're going through the storms of life? It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. You surrender unto God. You say, Lord, this storm is too much for me. And you be honest with God. And you take it to God. And you leave it there. If you find yourself in a situation that you have nowhere to go because the devil is constantly at you, right? If you're a youth and you walk in the street and you get stopped for apparently no reason at all, if you have God with you, the Lord can bring peace to any situation, hostile situation. It's very important, parents, that we teach our children how to make Jesus their refuge, and us as well. He wants to be number one in our lives. He wants to live inside of our hearts because he says things such as depression, suicide, domestic violence, youth violence is all over this world. And people who do not have him as a refuge find themselves out in a place without covering. And that's how the storm defeats us. Our days are numbered. The Lord knows when we're going to be born, and he knows when we're going to die. He says, but in life, if he is the refuge, he will become our shelter. He will protect us. He will keep us when we need to be kept. And he will make sure that whatever is to happen is in his will. We shall never understand why the Lord takes the best of best first. We should never understand why people with so much can be so sad. We will never understand why people, good people, find themselves being abused by other people who appear to be good. We will never understand why innocent youth will walk the streets and become victims and leave us. We shall never understand that, says the Lord. But there is one thing that we shall understand, is the Lord is the author and finisher of our faith. And he says, each person shall have a reward for any type of sin committed. When we speak about life, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be thankful. Because life is so fragile. Life is compared to an egg. If you drop it, it will break. We have to make sure our Lord and Savior is our refuge. We have to make sure that we're in the Word of God. And just because you're in the Word of God, it doesn't mean that your days aren't numbered, because all of our days are numbered. But the Lord says he will be the fence that we need. He will be the fence. Could any of these lives been saved? The Lord says no, because our days are numbered. And no man knows the day nor the hour when he shall come. But we know that he shall come. Okay? So I want you to think about that. being thankful unto God. And then number two, seeking refuge. The Lord also suggests that we become more unified. Write that word down. Unified. Or you can say that we have more unity in the community. When we speak about being unified, we mean taking care of each other. And it means that we should love one another as Jesus loves us. And when we look at, as Jesus is showing, the Ferguson situation, we find that there was someone provoking. We find that the problem could have been solved. We find that there was a lack of communication, and we find that there was assumption. Okay? When we talk about provoking, the Lord clearly says that we should not provoke our children to wrath. Jesus tells the devil that he should not tempt him. When we speak about a problem, anytime there is a situation in which someone's life is taken, anytime there is a situation in which someone is upset, mad, there is a problem. When you look at the Ferguson incident, we find that there was a problem in which, there was a problem between this young man and a police officer. When you look at any situation, there is a problem. And the Lord is saying that the problem is that as people, we should be able to communicate and train our youth, which means that some things can be prevented if we be proactive instead of reactive, if we speak and then listen instead of speaking all the time and not listening. Assumption is a huge factor in many of these particular cases. When we look at domestic violence, we can't see what a person feels inside. We can't hear what a person has heard from another person. So we assume that everything's okay. When a child is sent to the store, we assume that child is going to come back. When a child is just walking in the community, we assume that that child is going to come home that night. When we leave our spouse or when we leave our significant other or whomever, we have reason to believe that they love themselves and they wouldn't hurt themselves. But God is saying tonight that as we live each day of our lives, we should love one another. And the reason why we should love one another is, first of all, because God said love one another. And second of all, because life is so fragile and we never know what the next day will bring. And as sad as this particular message seems, it is so real, because we need to make sure in what God is showing each day of our lives that we say something encouraging to someone, that you tell at least one person that you love them, that you ask someone, how are you doing today, and that you give someone a hug before they leave, wherever it is. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. As far as the late Mr. Robin Williams, you never know what people are going through. You never know the storms, the quiet storms that are going on. You just never know. You never know if a word that you say will maybe help someone. turn a situation around. You don't know. As far as this young man, promising career, going to school, you know, parents probably say, go ahead, son. You know, go where you need to go. Give your children, pray over your children before they go out. Give them hugs. Tell them you love them. We never know the day nor the hour. As far as Trayvon, same thing. Tell them to be careful. Pray for them when they go out. Every time they go out, even when they go to school, pray for them. Even when they go to church, pray for them. When they're doing whatever, pray for them. Pray for the children. You never know what's going on. With Miss Tanner, same thing. She was older. But pray for them. Ask them, you know, how are you doing? Is there anything that I can help you with? You know, how's life treating you? And it's not being nosy, it's being, you're being hospitable, but you're also being intact with, maybe I can help this person with their storm. The reason why the Lord put us on earth is to help one another and to live life. The purpose, as God is revealing, is to live life and be productive. This is an experience. Life is nothing but an experience for us. Life is just an experience. And a lot of people still don't know their purpose. Some people are here for a long time and some come and go. That's life. But the Lord says we're here for a purpose. The Lord has placed us here for a purpose. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. And I wouldn't say this if I didn't believe it. Just like I stressed depression and I stressed different things. And we had people who were depressed and did things to themselves. So the Lord is saying this for a reason. If you're listening tonight, if you're going to listen, or if you hear this particular ministry and you're going through a storm, the Lord is speaking to seek him. He is the refuge. He can help you. He can preserve your life. He can take care of you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter if you have to put on a smile because you're in the limelight. The Lord says he is a refuge. Come to him. Preserve your life. Our days are numbered. Yeah, you're right. But the Lord does not expect us to rush or take our lives. And that's why he said that when we talk about life, the Lord says that we're not supposed to murder. We're not supposed to take a life. He's the only one that's authorized to do so. He's the only one authorized. But there are certain ways in which people are born, in which people exit this world. Do not allow your hands to be a reason or your words to be a reason that people exit the world. This is a very important message because the Lord has given this message for a reason. We must make sure that we continue to invest in our youth. And when I speak about investing in our youth, I'm speaking about praying for our youth. This is nonsense, what's happening. When I speak about domestic violence, that could be words, that could be abuse, it could be any of that. There's too much going on. When I speak about depression and those other things, we must make sure that we are alert and that we know our surroundings and we know how to help people as Christians. A lot of people, as the Lord is revealing, speaking about our youth dying in the streets. But the Lord says, what about domestic violence? What about the silent killers like depression and suicide? What about those things? We have to make sure that each day we live, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important. I can't stress it enough because the Lord is putting this on my heart. It's so important that we be careful of the words we say to people, how we treat people, what we do to people. It's so important. It's so important that we smile at least once a day. And that's minimum. It's so important. It's so important that we do not take life for granted, that we're not so serious that we can't enjoy life. The Lord says we must live each day with a purpose. It's very important that we convey the message. It's not okay to take someone's life. It's not okay to abuse someone. It's not okay to see someone down and not help them, whether it's depression, whatever it is. That's not okay. How in tune are you with the people whom you're around? How in tune? It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. In my prayer tonight, as I get ready to close this segment, special segment that the Lord has revealed, that we pray for our youth is very important. Our youth are constantly dying in the streets, all ages, all colors, all sizes, all genders. It's very important that we take care of our youth. I plead with the authorities, those who patrol the streets, those who are able to carry a concealed weapon. I plead with you to not assume. I plead with you to try to preserve as many lives as possible. It's very disturbing to look on Facebook or to look in the newspaper or to turn on the news and hear that a 5-year-old child was in bed asleep and was shot. It's not fair to the child, and it's not fair to life. I'm pleading with each person who has a weapon to be responsible. Understand the purpose of having a weapon and make it a last resort, if it's a resort at all. There are too many youth who are on the streets dying. Parents, it's time to start setting curfews. I understand that some kids just go out. They should be able to do that. I'm speaking in the daytime. If you see, you know, if you see a youth walking and you're a law official, or if you see them running, whatever they're doing, ask questions first. Likewise, youth, do not provoke the police. Stop running if you didn't do anything. Likewise, we have to put away the hatred. We have to put away the anger, the prejudice, the jealousy, the malice. We have to put away all of those things so that we can give people a fair chance. When I speak to people on a day-to-day basis, I ask the Lord. I say, Lord, I want you to put fairness in me, ethics in me. I want to treat each person right. I don't want to assume anything. I want to treat each person right. And so it's very important, as the Lord is revealing, that we thank God each and every day of our lives. We thank Him for the past. We thank Him for the present. We thank Him for the future. We thank Him for the things that He's going to do. We thank Him for the things that God has already done. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, also, as the Lord is showing, that you form a relationship with Him. The Lord seeks a relationship, not a part-time relationship, not a relationship when something happens, you go find Jesus. Full-time relationship with him. He's our refuge. When you have nowhere else to go, you can go to the Lord in prayer. But you have to allow him to come into your heart. And that's the whole purpose of this. That's the whole purpose. As the Lord reveals, our youth are going through a lot. And this is nationwide, ladies and gentlemen, and this is not made up. There is a spirit of fear, a spirit of depression, a spirit of just, there's a spirit. And we have to break those chains. We have to pray. Whether you know a teen or not, it doesn't matter. Whether you have children or not, grandchildren, it doesn't matter. Select someone. I know you at least know one young person. Pray for that person. Keep them lifted up. Because there's so much going on. There's so much going on. We have kids who are just starting life, who already want to end their own lives. When I was in the military, we had people that was under so much stress that they wanted to end their lives. They was trying to slit their wrist and all that. People are going through storms. But we need to be close to God when we go through those storms. Just because we know God and we're close to God doesn't mean that we're not going to experience storms. We're going to experience storms, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to experience disappointments. But we serve a God who is bigger than anything in this world. My heart is troubled because of what is going on with our teens. Domestic violence, depression, suicide. And it's not just happening to ordinary people. It's happening to people who have it all. That's why the Lord says he has no respect to person. That's why he says your ministry, the ministry of God, reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. We have to learn to pray, ladies and gentlemen. We have to learn to be in the ark of safety. We have to learn to pray for each other. And the late Mr. Robin Williams is not the only celebrity who has taken his life. These gentlemen that you see on my Facebook page aren't the only gentlemen who have died because of a person with a weapon. This young lady is not the only person who has experienced or died from domestic violence. There are so many more. We have so much to pray for in this world. And the Lord is calling prayer warriors, not people who are just there, not people who are afraid to pray, not people who you can't get to them because they're so famous. He's looking for down-earth people who can get a prayer through. He's looking for people who can pray that will reach the highest mountain to the lowest valley. Jesus was probably the most famous in the world, and he was reachable. That's who the Lord's looking for, accessible. We have to begin to pray for our youth. It's good to march. It's good to cover stories, write stories, blogs, all that's well and good, but we need some prayer going on. I need about 50 to 60 people who's not afraid to pray. And you don't even have to tell me. You don't even have to connect with me. Just pray to God. God is looking for a few good men and women and boys and girls who know how to pray unto him. Because we have to fix some of the things that are going on in the world. Are we going to be able to fix everything? No, we're not. Let's just be real. We're not. But the Lord says as long as we're here on earth, we should utilize and optimize our time to the fullest. And most of the time should be in prayer. Because there's so much going on every time you look up. There's something going on. It's time to stop playing church and to be the church. It's time to stop writing articles. Action, the actions that we're talking about in the articles. Take action in your community. Help our youth. Our youth are our biggest investment. Someone may be depressed. Smile. Speak to them. You don't have to get all in their business, but just be there for them. Let them know that you're there. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here. Someone may be going through domestic abuse. They don't want anyone to know. You tell them, if you need me, I'm here. But we have to take a stand. I look at all of these particular posts, Facebook posts. I read the newspaper. I look at the news. And everybody's talking. Everybody's talking or writing. Who's taking action? Who's praying to God? Who is setting up things in the community to raise awareness and to bring police and the community together? And it's not saying let your guards down because I know this neighbor over here or because I know this person or because that young man spoke to me at a community meeting. That's not what we're saying. We're saying get to know the people, police officers, that you serve in the community. It doesn't mean that you have a picnic and everybody sit around and just have, no. It means calling people together without fussing and fighting and bickering and saying, what are the big ticket items? What are the issues that we need to tackle? What's going on in the neighborhood? If you're going to have neighborhood watch, make sure those people are going to be fair. Don't just appoint somebody just because they're tall or they're short or you know them. Make sure that they're going to be fair about it. We have to be protectors of our community and of our youth. We have to. And as I said before, it's fine to write about domestic violence. It's fine to have, different articles going on, and it's fine to write movies and things of that nature, but who's taking action? Who's praying? I need about 50 or 60 people tonight to just pray for our youth. We need to pray for our youth. We need to pray for these ladies and men who are going through domestic violence. You don't have to know them. Pray for them. Somebody's going through it. We need to pray for these people who are going through depression. You don't have to know. Pray for them. Somebody's going through. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord would not place this on this ministry just to have something to talk about. What is going on in the world is unbelievable. The Lord expects for us to have peace instead of war. He expects for us to love one another instead of hate. He expects for us to live a life. And every day is not going to be Sunday. Every day is not going to be a happy day. But the Lord expects us to be satisfied when we go to bed. No one should go to bed and have to saturate their pillows with tears. No one should have to go home and feel like they're a punching bag. No one should have to walk in the street and continue to look like they're paranoid, looking in front of them, behind them, and on the side. There should be unity, togetherness in the communities. And we have to make this happen. But before we can make any of this happen, we have to make Jesus Christ our refuge. We have to invite our Lord and Savior into our lives. It's very important that we do that. And so as I conclude, I challenge you to pray for our youth. But my kids are grown. That's great. Pray for your neighbor's kids. They have grandkids. Pray for them. You can never pray for someone too much. Make sure we're praying for them. And most of all, as I said before, and as the Lord continues to show, be careful what you say to people. Smile at least one person. Tell one person you love them. And the Lord says never take life for granted. Life is very fragile. Life is a gift. And the Lord says every gift, as I begin to close, is wrapped. And just as every gift is wrapped, he says life is just the same. And that you don't know what to expect until you open it up. Everything is a surprise. No one knows when they've passed away. So that's why it's very important that we live each day with purpose and meaning and with no regrets. And I want to say this one more time. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling hurt, if you're feeling like you don't know where to turn, tonight is your night. Where you seek God, I guarantee you, if you seek God, if you read the Word of God, I guarantee you that your storm would ease up. I guarantee you that the Lord will lead and guide you. I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to anyone. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, first and the last. He's my everything. El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh, Emmanuel, Elah. He's everything to me. And I recommend him to you. Whatever problems you're going through, depression, suicide, you're going through a storm, you're going through a financial crisis, the Lord is going to take care of you. He's going to take care of your family. You're crying at night, but you're carrying a smile in the daytime because you don't want anyone to know the hurt, but the Lord knows. You go each day, and you come home, and you feel like you're a punching bag. The Lord sees that. Pray unto God. Communicate. Talk to God. You're a youth. You feel like you're in a lose-lose situation. Everywhere you turn, it's trouble. The Lord says, seek him, and you will find him. He says, knock, and the door shall be open. That is your place of refuge. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. Saving souls is serious, and bringing people to Christ is serious. And being a therapy to people is serious business, spiritual business. If you're feeling sad, the Lord is getting ready to give me some concluding words to encourage you this day. I know not what the words are, but I know and I trust God that they will be words to heal your soul. And the Lord simply says that just as day, there must be night. Just as life, there must be death. He says, but one thing for sure that we know is that he is with us always. He will never leave nor forsake us. Though the storms may beat us in the face, Jesus wins every race. For what he has will always last. But what we have will be a thing of the past. Just as life, we cannot take our material things. But grace and mercy surely sings. Sing praises unto God for success and trials. The Lord has blessings that extends for miles. Be not dismayed. Hold your head up high, look unto the hills, for with wings you shall fly. You shall not be discouraged long. This is a test, so carry on. As the Lord reveals, you shall live. You shall live and not die. the tears you have. Go ahead and cry. Hold not one tear, for when they drop, Jesus' hand will be his prop. Though life seems so very long, your days are numbered, so carry on. As I leave you with the revelation of God, don't think your circumstance is strange or odd, for it is the will of God to be where you are. You are God's shining star. So hold your head. Hold your head up high. Go ahead and cry. God does not lie. The Lord is going to take care of us. Amen. He's going to preserve us. He's going to keep us. The Lord has the love of Jesus ministry many things and has come to pass. Only what you do for Christ will last. Very important, ladies and gentlemen, that whatever platform you're on, whether it's a small blog talk radio where the Lord is establishing you, or whether it's a huge platform where millions of people know you, the Lord says the rich part of ministry is telling the authentic word, being obedient and listening, and making sure he's heard. The Lord told me a couple of weeks ago, he says, in heaven my name is big. And every time I'm on ministry or I get on ministry, it's always because of his gig. And the Lord says that he is going to bless because of favor, and he is going to bless because of love and obedience that I have unto him. And to you, my friend, who is discouraged tonight, I know that poem and that revelation made you feel all right. But just as life, the day gets dark, but go to sleep and leave a mark. God is with you. He hears your cry. Replay this ministry. This is no lie. You shall reap everything you sow. Whatever you've done, only our God know. I can't seem to shake this revelation tonight, but the Lord told me to tell you, it's going to be all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you tonight. I want to praise God tonight because he's that type of God that encourages. He's that type of God who helps us in our darkest moments. He's that type of God that sends you to someone or a ministry that can help you, give you the word. As I said before, the Lord revealed that in heaven, he's well pleased. And the whole reason, as I conclude and I'm finished, the whole reason, ladies and gentlemen, and many of you want to know, that I started this ministry is because I was being obedient unto God. And it is, as I said before, one of the best things that has ever happened to me in my life. Not only is it a platform, but it gives the revelation of God that I've been speaking for many years. And many times when you replay the ministry of God, the revelation you will find is proof and that it's true. And so I really thank God for that. And I want to, as I get ready to close, I want to thank my family and my friends. And I want to thank God in particular for opening up doors. I want to thank God for blessing me to make connections. I want to thank God for the different areas that we go to speak and the areas that people are getting ready to ask us to speak at and different things that are going on. I really appreciate that because I know that it's only because of God. And so I appreciate everything that God has done. I appreciate those artists and those writers and those filmmakers who have connected with me and those who are coming as the Lord is revealing. And I appreciate all of the doors that the Lord is unlocking as we speak right now, as far as things just for people and for ministries. And I appreciate those doors of opportunity, and I will never take anything for granted. But as I leave you with concluding words before our announcements, I want to tell you to stay encouraged. The Lord hears your cries. The Lord knows what you're going through. And if you made it, as the Lord said, through your storm, that you told the Lord, this is too much, Lord. If you made it through that storm, the Lord says you can make it through this one. Hang in there. Don't give up. Keep the faith. The Lord is with you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our youth talk as well as our life talk. Every Monday I will be on speaking about our youth. In addition to that, I will speak about life or any revelation that the Lord has given. Now that I've come back down to regular talk, since I'm preparing for the announcements, I want to thank God for giving me that revelation. I trust God. And when God speaks, I listen, and I do what the Lord asks me to do. So I trust God. That was very encouraging for me as well, to know that God is with us and that he hears our despairing cry, whatever it is. It could be a physical cry, a cry within us, but the Lord hears it, and he catches every drop. That means a lot. And so I just want to appreciate God right now. But without further ado, I would like to say be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, a spiritual guide on the go, Perfecting Your Walk with God by Dr. Alfred Emmanuel Love. He is online. If you go to follis.com, you can check out my particular book. If you go to bookworld.com, that's B-O-O-K. WHIRL.com. You can catch my book there. If you go to Amazon.com, if you go to AmazonUK.com, you can also catch my book there as well. This is a spiritual guide on the go. It's only 40 pages. That's why it's called On the Go. And it's a book that will really transform your life. And it has many different activities in it that you will enjoy. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, publicists, filmmakers, directors, actors, actresses, any type of positive community leader, please connect with Alfreda Love. That's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, you can connect with me on my page entitled I Got to Have Faith. Yes, I Got to Have Faith. Please connect with me on there. If you're already on that page, make sure that you tell at least one or two of your friends that the Love of Jesus ministry is moving forward, and I would like to have you on board and your friends. So please be sure to invite them to like that page so that you can keep up with many updates and different ministries that will come on. In addition to that, I would like to say continue to pray for 170 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, I want you to make sure that you're keeping it locked on the Love Live Jesus ministry, and that, once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. I would like to appreciate the Greater Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, who celebrated our church anniversary and homecoming on Sunday. We had a magnificent time with the moderator, Pastor Melvin Petty, and his congregation, and many of our family and friends who attended. We want to thank God, first of all, and we want to thank Reverend Melvin Petty's congregation, and we want to thank our church as well for showing up. We appreciate it so much, and we look forward to seeing you again in the future. In addition to that, speaking of that, I want you guys to check out an event entitled Unity in the Community, which will be held in Fort Worth, Texas on October 4th, featuring the Miss Angela Robinson, who many of you remember her on the Have and Have Nots. She is also a gospel artist, and she also is in many of the movies as well, and the Lord is really going to bless her and the things that she is doing. So please look out on my page for Ms. Angelia Robinson's different projects and things of that nature. In addition to that, October 17th and 18th, please look at the Miss Oprah Winfrey event where she will bring some of her friends, and those individuals will speak about living your best life. So be sure to look out for that. In addition to that, just know that the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church will have a play coming up in September, and this particular play is a fundraiser for our church. It is a hilarious play. You must come and see it. And this is in September, and I will give you more information with that. In addition to that, gospel artists and any type of Christian music, if you would like to be featured on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, which is an international ministry, please be sure to send your MP3s to emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to play your music on this growing ministry. In addition to that, just make sure, as I said before, that you continue to pray for your neighbors and pray for other radio stations as well. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. If you feel down, if you feel sad, the Lord says that his arms are open, and he says that he is your refuge, and whatever you need, he is able to supply it. I would like to also wish my sympathy and condolences on behalf of the Love Live Jesus Ministry to the Brown family in Ferguson, who lost their son, and they laid him to rest today. I would also like to extend any type of prayers or concerns to different families that are going through the storms of life, because God is our refuge. I want to appreciate God, our Lord and Savior, at this particular time for this particular ministry, and the things that he is doing and the places that he is allowing me to go. I want to thank our Lord and Savior, and for the many things that are coming up the Lord is showing, and also for the revelation of God and for just God being God. You know, God's will, when I wake up in the morning, I know God is the same. I know that I can depend and trust in God. So I really appreciate that about God, and I ask that he continue to grow the ministry and send individuals who are in love with him just as I am. And so, once again, I want to appreciate God and my family and friends for tuning in at this particular hour. It is like 10:47, and you guys are still up with me. As far as the youth news and making our students successful, please make sure that you continue to check their backpacks for cell phones and for any objects they shouldn't bring to school. Make sure that your students, and this is nationwide, is in compliance with dress codes. Make sure that they are sitting and acting correctly on the buses. That is a safety issue. We would like to make sure that we get all of our students nationwide home safely. So make sure that the bus drivers are able to drive and not having to look back and tell someone to sit down or to stop talking so loud or stop throwing things out the window. So let's make sure of that. Let's make sure that when we speak to our kids about the classroom, let's make sure that they're being respectful to their teachers, also that they're doing their work, they're bringing home homework, that they are listening when the teacher is speaking, that they're being respectful by doing what the teacher has asked. They're raising their hands. They're keeping their hands to themselves. So let's just make sure that we're reminding them each day of the expectations. And actually, I come on every Monday because I want to make sure that each student nationwide who is on the Love Live Jesus Ministry is successful. Make sure that if you have not registered your child, make sure that you call up to the school and try to get your child registered, because it's very important, because they're missing a lot of school. In addition to that, make sure that, also let's talk about if your child is absent, let's make sure that they have doctor's notes or notes. Let's make sure that you also understand how many times a child can be absent before the parent is taken to court. You do not want to have to go to court because your child has missed too many days just to miss. Now, if they have a doctor's excuse, that's different. But too many days, too many missed days can land parents in court. So you don't want that. That's not good. In addition to that, go ahead and start preparing your child or children to practice and get ready for the STAR test, which is next year, actually. And this does not mean that the child sits at a computer or anything like that for hours and hours, but what it does mean is that you allow your child to read and ask them those questions. You know, all you have to say is, what did you learn from the story? Read the story to me. Tell your child, read the story to me. What did you learn from that particular story? That's working on their comprehension, because usually the test is nothing but reading anyways. As far as mathematical operations, make sure that your children are learning their math. It's very important. How to solve problems. Part of, as I said before, as we prepare students for testing, is problem solving, being able to be problem solvers. And so if they pretty much know math formulas and things of that nature, they can pass. This includes seniors as well. Also, make sure that you're cognizant of speed limits as far as being in school zones, and that saves you from receiving a ticket, because police officers are giving tickets. So make sure that you know the school zone. Make sure also that you're just keeping kids safe. Make sure professionals that we continue to remain professional with our students. I don't want to hear about, you know, any type of unprofessionalism or unethical behaviors between adults and children. Let's try to, our goal this year nationwide is to try to abstain from that, because our students are very important investments. We want them to remain innocent as long as possible, because when they get grown, they're going to want to be children again. Trust me. In addition to that, let's pray for our college students. College students, make sure that you're going to class. I know your mom and dad is not there, or your grandmother, or your aunts and uncles, but let's make sure that we're going to class and doing what we're supposed to do and making those good grades. In addition to that, just make sure that you're safe out in the streets. Watch the buses. Make sure that you're stopping at stop signs. Make sure you put those cell phones down when you're driving. And as I said before, parents, make sure you're checking your students' bags, because we want to make sure that your students are able to remain at the schools that they're in, because if they're caught with anything, they could be sent to another school called DAEP. Students, let's make sure that the teacher knows where we are at all times. As I said before, that's a safety issue. I told you the story before about someone who left without permission and never came back. So we want to make sure that someone is aware, preferably your teacher, an adult, is aware where you are so that you can be accounted for. Also, there are many procedures that go on, and this is the last announcement, during school, such as fire drills, tornado drills, all types of drills that go on. It's very important that you relay the message to your children that when these drills go on, it is to be taken seriously and they are to be quiet so that they can hear where they're supposed to go. It's very important that we get into the habit of that. And last but not least, let's make sure that we're putting our students to bed on time, because they have to stay awake so that they can learn. So let's make sure that actually right now there should not be any students under the age of 16 listening to this ministry right now. They should hear it tomorrow, because they should be asleep. They should be in bed by now. So let's make sure we put our babies to bed on time so that they can be successful. And as I said before, our Mondays are going to be centered towards success, and before you know it, we'll start walking in success if we haven't already done so, and that includes adults and children. Make sure if you have any questions to go up to the school and ask. If there's a discrepancy or if you become upset, make sure that you just communicate that with the school officials, and they will gladly help you. Let's try to keep our blood pressures and things down as much as possible. I'm also helping and investing in new parents, you know, so let's make sure we do that. And likewise, let's make sure that we just have a great rest of the week and get ready to listen to some more success tips on Monday. So the biggest thing is make sure that everyone's in dress code, and make sure that if we have questions, we're asking the school officials who can answer those particular questions. Okay? So I want you to make sure that you pray for your child before they go to school. If you have to, it's okay to pray over them. It's okay. Pray for them. Pray for yourself. Pray for the bus drivers. Pray for the school officials. Just pray for everybody. And if we begin to pray for everyone, then we will have a better life, okay? So once again, I thank each and every one of you for listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry. And as I said before, you can connect with me on the page of I Got to Have Faith. And be sure to come back and join me on Wednesday as we're praying with love. On tomorrow, make sure that you listen to some of the previous ministries. I've had interviews with authors, actors, actress, so make sure that you listen to those, please. I really appreciate that. And make sure you let your friends and family know that the Love of Jesus Ministry is alive and well, so please listen to the broadcast. Before I leave, I would like to play, as the Lord is revealing here, one more song. And I know I play this song a lot, but the Lord reveals this song unto me, and it's entitled, He is Faithful. Because God wants us to know that He is faithful unto us. Whatever you're going through, whatever situation you're going through, I want you to know that He is faithful. And then I want you to listen to another song that the Lord gave me, actually. And so without further ado, let's listen to He is Faithful.
Been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true.
He's proved faithful to me.
Don't you know he's been faithful? He's been faithful to you and to me.
Yes, Lord, and God has been faithful. And so we're going to conclude tonight with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. And as I said before, I want you to be encouraged because we serve a true and living God. Please be sure to catch up on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry by going to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove on tomorrow and listening to many of the segments. Please be sure to invite several of your friends to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry on the I Got to Have Faith page. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless and take care of you. If someone asks what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, which is Wednesday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.